The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 11, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Hathikari, recorded on May 8th, 2007, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 11, text number 16.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Evam pravartate sarga,
evam pravartate sarga,
stiti samyama eva cha,
stiti samyama eva cha,
gunavyatti karad rajan,
gunavyatti karad rajan,
mayaya paramatmana,
mayaya paramatmana.
Translation. Manu continued, "My dear King Dhruva, it is simply by the illusory material energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by the interaction with three modes of material nature that creation, maintenance, and annihilation take place." Purport. First, creation takes place with the ingredients of the five elements of material nature. Then, by the interaction of the modes of material nature, maintenance also takes place. When a child is born, the parents immediately see to its maintenance. This tendency for maintenance of offspring is present not only in human society, but in animal society as well. Even tigers care for their cubs, although their propensity is to eat other animals. By the interaction of the material modes of nature, creation, maintenance, and also annihilation take place inevitably. But at the same time, we should know that all is conducted under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is going on under that process. Creation is the action of the Rajaguna, the mode of passion. Maintenance is the action of Sattvaguna, the mode of goodness. And annihilation is the action of Tamaguna, the mode of ignorance. We can see that those who are situated in the mode of goodness live longer. That those who are situated in the Tamaguna or Rajaguna than those who are situated in Tamaguna and Rajaguna. In other words, if one is elevated to the mode of goodness, he is elevated to a higher planetary system where the duration of life is very great. Urdvang gocchanti sattvasta. Great rishis, sages, and sannyasis who maintain themselves in sattvaguna, or the mode of material goodness, are elevated to a higher planetary system. Those who are transcendental, even to the material modes of nature, are situated in a mode of pure goodness. They attain spiritual life, eternal life in the spiritual world.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sudaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radham. Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha.
So, this very important verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is enlightening us with transcendental knowledge. Regarding the three modes of material nature, and what is the position beyond the modes of material nature? It is interesting to note that there are rishis, sages, and sannyasis who elevate themselves in the sattva guna. For being elevated to a higher planetary system. We studied this last night in the Bhagavad Gita. That the Mahatmas, they have no interest in any material planet or even the spiritual planet. They have one desire and one desire only. And that is to be 100% immersed in Krishna consciousness. So, what is this thing called Krishna consciousness? Why is it even more wonderful than elevation to the higher planets? From a material point of view, the higher planets are very attractive. The men and women there are very handsome and beautiful. They have a type of intoxication known as Soma Ras. It is a divine elixir which bestows great longevity, intelligence, and happiness upon those who drink it. So why do these great Mahatmas shun even the thought of going to the higher planets? Param drishva nivartate. They have a higher taste. One who has actually gotten the taste for Krishna consciousness, they can reject all the tastes of material sense enjoyment. Not artificially. The tendency to be happy is not negated. It is that tendency to be happy is not negated. It's not denied. It is stated in the Vedic wisdom, Anandamayo Bhyasat, that the natural tendency is to enjoy. Your nature is that Ananda. So at the present moment, Because we are experiencing nirananda, misery, this means that we are in an artificial position. Therefore, Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver us from this artificial position and bring us back to the natural position. Satchitananda Vigraha, an eternal form full of bliss and knowledge. He also manifests in the form of the spiritual master to train the disciples how to actually become immersed in Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna consciousness is not simply some theoretical idea. Of course, it's a very interesting idea. Who wouldn't be attracted to such a concept? Eternity, knowledge, and bliss. It's a very attractive concept. But the spiritual master, he makes it a practical reality for the disciple. He situates the disciple on the platform of eternity knowledge. So that the disciple can actually taste it and experience it at every minute. There are two things mentioned in Bhagavad Gita: jnana and vijnana. Jnana is the theoretical understanding. But when that becomes practically manifest, that is vijnana. So when one actually tastes this transcendental platform of Krishna consciousness, and gives up all the bad habits, and becomes solidly situated in a very steady position, then they experience a very, very sweet taste. And they become very attached to Krishna. And they develop transcendental emotions. And then the actual position of pure love of God manifests within their heart. Therefore, the Mundaka Upanishad orders us that we must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Because it is only by the mercy of the spiritual master that we can advance in Krishna consciousness. Without his blessings, no one can make any progress. This is why Rupa Goswami mentions in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Adau Gorashprayam. The very first step in Krishna consciousness is to take shelter of the spiritual master. That's the very first thing. The Sanskrit word used by Rupa Goswami. The Sanskrit word used by Rupa Goswami is adhau. That is the same word adi. which means in the beginning. So the very first principle to make advancement on this pathway is to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. So we have to find out the bona fide spiritual master. As I mentioned last night, there are so many bogus gurus in this world. We have to understand who is the actual bona fide spiritual master. And that is also stated in the Mundaka Upanishad. In the second half of the verse. Tadviganartam sagarum eva vikachet samit panihi shrotiyam brahmanishtam. Shrotiyam means the bona fide spiritual master. He is highly learned in Vedic wisdom.
Shrotiyam reiškia, kad bona fide dvasinis mokytojas yra labai giliai išanalizavęs Vedų raštus.
That does not necessarily mean a Sanskrit scholar. But that means he has realized the inner meaning of the Vedic wisdom. And what is the next qualification? Brahmanishtam. He is solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. So if we can find out such a spiritual master, who is Shrotiyam Brahmanishtam? Then we should fully surrender ourselves to such a bona fide guru. Fully dedicating our eternal existence in his service. The order of the spiritual master is the life air of the disciple. The disciple lives by executing the orders of the spiritual master. In that consciousness, he easily becomes situated beyond the modes of material nature. Nitai Gaura Chandra ki jai, Nitshi Shri Radha Damodar ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So the spiritual master then situates the disciple in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who has mercifully appeared here in Kaunas. As Nitai Gaura Chandra. By serving these beautiful lords, one becomes elevated out of this miserable material existence. Into the transcendental spiritual existence. Therefore, everyone here should be totally dedicated to making this temple a grand success. When we come to this temple, we should come not as the enjoyers, but we should come here as servants. That our lords are Nitai Gaura Chandra, we are their eternal servants. Now we must serve them with full bhakti spirit.
mūsų viešpačiai Taigaura Čandra, mes esam jų amžini tarnai ir mes turime tarnauti jiems su pilna bhakti.
Do you think that they are just deities?
Ar jūs galvojate, kad tai yra tik tais dievybė?
Or do you think that is actually Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda understanding them?
Ar jūs galvojate, kad tai yra iš tikrųjų pats viešpats Chaitanya ir Nityananda stovintis čia?
If you think that they are simply some brass statues, then you are wrong. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has personally appeared here in Kaunas, Lithuania. And those who have the eyes of bhakti, they will directly perceive the person Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the person Lord Nityananda. When they take the darshan of the deities, I remember being with Srila Prabhupada in Atlanta in
1975.
The main deities of Atlanta are Gaur-Nitai. They have very, very big Gaur-Nitai deities. Srila Prabhupada told us that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have appeared in Atlanta. Prabhupada went into ecstasy. He went into a state of trance, taking the darshan of the deities.
Jis Prabhupada įėjo į tokią ekstatinę būseną, netgi į transą, gaudamas darshaną nitai.
He was actually experiencing the presence of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
Jis iš tikrųjų tiesiog matė, jautė buvimą viešpaties Nityanandos ir Čaitanijos.
And then he mercifully taught us that beautiful, most beautiful of all songs. We had a song class, two nights in a row we had song class, led by
Prabhupada.
Parama karuna bahun dvijana nitai gora chandra. This way Prabhupada taught us this beautiful, beautiful song. So if we can fully dedicate our lives in the service of nitai gora chandra,
taigi jeigu mes galime pilnai pašvesti mūsų gyvenimą Nitai Gaura Chandrai,
then our hearts will become free from all the anarthas of material existence.
Tai mūsų širdis apsivalys nuo visų anarthų.
All the enemies of material life, they will be driven out of our hearts.
Visi priešai, visi mūsų priešai bus išvaryti iš mūsų širdies.
Do you know those six enemies?
Ar jūs žinote tos šešis priešus?
Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madda, matsarya. Lust, anger, greed.
Geismas, pyktis, godumas.
Illusion, madness and envy.
Iliuzija, beprotybė ir pavydas.
These six enemies will be completely driven out of our hearts.
Tie šeši priešai bus visiškai sunaikinti iš mūsų širdžių.
If we fully dedicate ourselves at the lotus feet of Nitai Gaura Chandra.
Jeigu mes atsiduosime lotusiniam Nitai Gaura Chandros pėdom.
So therefore, if we want to actually be happy,
taigi tapti laimingi kiekvienas,
We must join this Chaitanya's movement. What is its unique characteristic? It is simply joyful, that's all. Kevala Ananda Kanda. It is simply joyful process. It's joyful when we wake up in the morning. It's joyful when we attend the Mangalarti. That reminds me, I have a question. Those of you who were not here at the temple for Mangalarti, did you have Mangalarti at home? Everyone must observe Mangalarti. If you are at home, you keep a photograph of Srila Prabhupada and Shishi Gornitai. Or Pancha Tattva. And Radha Krishna. And you sing the Gavastakam prayers and you offer some incense and flour. And every day you have the Mangalarti at home. And if you can come here, that is even better thing. Everyone should observe the Mangalarti. And then chant 16 rounds. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And then come here. And then hear the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Do this 7 days a week. In this way, your heart will become free from all the dirt of material existence. All the conflicts within your heart will become resolved. And you will help to resolve the conflicts that this globe is having. You see, the more that you advance in Krishna consciousness, then you are having actually an impact on the atmosphere of the world. Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tat eve taro jano sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So if you will absorb yourself very nicely 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness, you will be doing the best possible service for bringing the world out of chaos. So we must situate ourselves, therefore, beyond these modes of nature. On the transcendental platform of pure Krishna Bhakti. So I can ask now if there are any questions.
mokytis linijų, kad yra dalykai gerai, ryte įsidaryti mangalarį. Ar yra skirtumas tarp to, kad daryti mangalarį ryte įsidaryti fiziškai kūnų, ar tai galima daryti ir prūtę, kartuojant džepą?
Kartuojant džepą to pat yra tave.
You mentioned that it is very important to execute mangalarati, perform mangalarati. Is it big difference when if we physically perform mangalarati as we do, or can we do it during like in the mind when we chant our rounds?
Well, you can't do simultaneously chant the Gavastakam prayers and the Hare Krishna mantra.
Iš tikrųjų jūs negalite tuo pačiu metu kartuoti Gurvaštaką maldas ir kartuoti mantrą.
It means you think singing the Gurvaštakam prayers.
Nes tai reiškia, kad jūs dainuojate Gurvaštako maldas.
If your schedule is very tight, because you're a working man, you have to be at the office very early.
Jeigu jūsų grafikas yra labai suspaustas, jūs esate, jūs dirbate kažkur, tai jūs tada turite atsikelti labai anksti.
Then you can always make some kind of adjustments.
Jūs tada galite tarytum šiek tiek prisitaikyti įvairiai.
But if at all possible, you should at least, if you don't offer an arti, at least you should, if it only takes 10 minutes, you can sing their Gavastakam prayers.
Bet jeigu, sakykime, negalite viso arati pasiūlyti, tai jūs galite tiesiog padainuoti Gurvaštakam, tai užima 10
minučių. In the early morning hours.
Anksti ryte.
You know those Gurvaštakam prayers?
Žinote šitas Gurvaštakam maldas.
Yes. The reason it is important is because there is a special boon given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Tai yra labai svarbu gėduoti šias maldas, kadangi yra ypatingas palaiminimas duotas iš Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura.
He says that anyone who regularly chants these Gurvaštakam prayers during the Brahma Muhurta,
jisai sako, kad tas, kuris pastoviai kartoja šias maldas Brahma Muhurtos valandomis,
the early morning before sunrise,
anksti ryte prieš patekant saulei,
at the time of death, they will have the direct service of Krishna in Vrindavan.
Mirties metu jie nukeliaus tiesiai į Vrindavaną ir užsims tarnystę Krishnai.
So therefore, I'm instructing all of my students that they should, and all members of ISKCON,
todėl aš taip nurodau savo mokiniams ir iš tikrųjų visiems ISKCONo nariams,
that they must rise early in the morning before the sunrise and chant the Gurvaštakam prayers and chant 16 rounds as early as possible in the day. Because this will solidly situate them on the transcendental platform. That way every day will be a blissful day. Mangal arti, the word mangal means auspicious.
Mangal arti, mangal reiškia palankus.
By having that mangal arti every day,
lankydamiesi mangal arti kiekvieną dieną,
then every day will be an auspicious day. Your rounds will be better. Your consciousness will be better. And it only takes 10 minutes. It's a great investment. What could be a better investment? For 10 minutes, you get to have a whole life full of bliss and you get to have Krishna's association at the time of death.
Koks gali būti geresnis investavimas, vien tik tai 10 minučių, o kodami jūs gaunate palaimingą visą gyvenimą ir vykties metu jūsų grįžkite pas Krishna.
People should not think that we come to Mangal Arti because it's some ritual that we order to do by our guru.
Žmonės neturi taip galvoti, kad mes einam Mangal Arti, kad čia kažkoks tai ritualas, kurį mums nurodė atlikti
Krishna consciousness movement is not a cult. It's a scientific process of reawakening the original divine consciousness which is situated within the heart. So by following these instructions that Prabhupada has given us to observe the Mangal Arati and chant our Hare Krishna mantra, we will have an amazing awakening of consciousness from within the heart. We will actually achieve the position where we can directly see Krishna at every minute. Therefore, I encourage everyone to rise early, sing their Gavastakam prayers, chant 16 rounds.
Taigi aš skatinu kiekvieną atsikelkite anksti, kartokite Gurvaštaka maldas ir kartokite savo ratus.
And if you can come to the temple, that's even better.
Ir ateikite į šventyklą, tai yra geriau.
But at least do it in your own home.
Bet bent jau darykite savo namuose tai.
Any other questions?
Yra gal dar klausimų. Čia buvo antras klausimas.
Yeah, even next.
Jūs paminėjot, kad yra daugybė netikrų gūrų vaikščiojančių, taip? O kadangi Krišnos sąmonė, kaip paminėjo, yra be galo gilus mokymas procesas, kuris turi pažadinti dievišką sąmonę. Ir kaip atskirti tą netikrą gūrų nuo tikro, ar jisai gyvena tuo, ką kalba, ir ar tikrai jis yra tam giliam ryšiai su viešpačiu. Ir kadangi tie gilus dalykai, kaip prasideda, ten be galo sunku yra skirti.
As you mentioned it in the class, there is some false gurus.
Yes.
And Krishna consciousness science, also you mentioned, is very deep and profound.
Mm-hmm.
To understand it requires
bona fide guru.
Yeah, bona fide guru. So, how to understand there is a false guru and there is a bona fide guru, what are the symptoms?
Yes, this is very important, and one must know how to tell the difference between a bona fide guru and the bogus guru.
Taip, žmogus turi labai aiškiai žinoti, kur yra bona fide guru ir kur yra netikras guru.
We can get some idea from the Srimad Bhagavatam in this connection. Nashtrapa eshva badreshu nucham bhagavata sevaya. Which means you should regularly serve you should regularly hear the book Bhagavatam and serve the person Bhagavatam.
Šis posmas sako, kad jūs reguliariai turite skaityti Šrimad Bhagavatam ir tarnauti Bhagavatam asmenybei.
So the bona fide spiritual master, he is called person Bhagavatam.
Ir autoritetingas dvasinis mokytojas, jisai vadinamas dar Bhagavatam asmenybe.
His life is his very existence is a living embodiment of what you read here in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Jis gyvena kaip įkūnytas, įkūnyti šventrašiai Srimad Bhagavatam.
Have you read this book, Srimad Bhagavatam?
Ar jūs skaitėte šią knygą Srimad Bhagavatam? Perskaitėte?
Skaitau.
Jis reading now.
Yes. You have to find the person who is the living embodiment of this book.
Jūs tiesiog turite surasti tą asmenybę, kuri kaip įkūnija tą knygą.
You have to find that guru, that teacher, whose every thought is Bhagavatam.
Jūs turite surasti tokį dvasinį mokytoją, kurio kiekviena mintis nesiskiria nuo Šrimad Bhagavatam.
Whose every word is Bhagavatam.
Kurio kiekvienas žodis yra Šrimad Bhagavatam.
And whose every action is Bhagavatam.
Kurio kiekvienas veiksmas taip pat yra Šrimad Bhagavatam.
That is the bona fide guru.
Tai yra bona fide guru.
When you find such a guru, then you must surrender at his lotus feet. Because he will deliver you from all miseries of material existence. I'll let you recognize him, yeah, since you're doing it anyway.
What really means to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna?
Surrender the lotus feet of Krishna means whatever Krishna says, you do that. That's all.
Atsidavimas lotus apėdos, Krishna's lotus apėdom reiškia daryti tai, ką Krishna sako daryti ir tiek.
Is there any difficulty to understand what the orders of Krishna are?
Ar sunku jums suprasti, kokie yra Krishna's nurodymai?
Whatever Krishna says, you do that.
Ką tik Krishna bepasakytų, tą ir darykit.
It's a very simple thing.
Labai paprasta.
Do not concoct your own program.
Ne, išgalvokite savo naujos programos.
Whatever program Krishna has given, that you accept.
Ką Krishna duoda kokią programą, tą ir priimkit.
Next question. All right. Huh? All right, raise the hand. We'll recognize her then, yes. Where Mataji is pointing at? Yes, okay.
You mentioned that we have to come to the temple as a servant.
Yeah.
And sometimes devotees saying that I'm coming to the temple and I'm not getting anything. If I would get something, then I would be enthusiastic and serve and would serve. And
okay. All right.
And sometimes devotees, they go to some other places, they're looking for something else.
Okay.
Is it so if they would come and serve, then they would get everything what is required?
Thank you very much. You have given a wonderful answer. You have made a very, very good point. I appreciate very much what you are saying. If we come to the temple to think, what can I get from the temple? Then you won't get anything. But if you come to the temple and you think, how can I serve the temple? Then do you know what will be the result? You will get everything. So don't come to the temple thinking, what can I get from this temple? You come to the temple, what can I give to the temple? Next question.
Kada atsirado Mangalarti, nes anksčiau tai kiek žinoma, kad Mangalarti nebuvo, nes bakti tik susirinkdavo į šitą dėmių sveikimą ir dainuodavo. Jo, kritis tai net atsitiko.
Čia į skonę turėjome.
Ja, į skonę.
Guru Maharaj, can you answer about Mangalarti, that we know that in the early days in Iskon there was no Mangalarti, it was just a dirty greeting, and later
there was no greeting.
It took place, and
yes.
When it happened, which year happened that Mangalarti started?
Well, when I joined, it had already been instituted. I joined in 71.
Aš prisijungiau 71 metais.
I would have to look that up in the Lilamrita.
Visus šitos dalykus mes galėtume pažiūrėti į Lilamrita, pasitikslinti.
Tulsi worship was introduced after I joined. Guru Puja was introduced after I joined.
Kai jau po mano prisijungimo buvo įtraukta tulasi garbinimas ir Guru Puja taip pat vėliau buvo įtraukta.
But Mangalarti was already there, so I don't know the exact year. Look in the Lilamrita. So, all right. You're next, don't worry.
In the beginning, when we try to do some different services, it is very joyful. We're doing it with enthusiasm, but later when it becomes daily routine or monotonic, then it becomes distasted. So what do?
That means your mind is not fixed.
Tai reiškia, kad jūsų protas yra nesusitelkęs.
That means your mind is chanchala, it's flickering.
Tai reiškia, kad jūsų protas yra chanchala, jisai bėgioja čia ir ten.
If you keep your mind fixed on the order of the spiritual master,
jeigu jūs būsite susitelkęs su savo proto ir mokytojo nurodymus,
you will always taste the nectar at every minute.
Jūs visada kiekvieną minutę tą nektarą jausit.
It means you're allowing your mind to go away from the order of the spiritual master.
Tai reiškia, kad jūs leidžiate savo protui pasiklysti ir bėgioti kažkur tai toli nuo mokytojo nurodymų.
So now you must bring your mind back.
Tai dabar jūs turite savo protą sugrąžinti.
Praeitą paskaitę šiandien Bhagavatam mokytojas minėjo, kad mantrą reikia kartoti su jausmu, nemechaniškai. Kartoti su jausmu, tai ne taip paprasta, vien klausantis, ir, sakykime, kai kam padeda, tai galvojimas apie kažką, tai ne šiai ten, arba net, sakykime, tarnybą protį, aš ir minėjau, tai atlikti arti. Ar tai galioja, ar tai, nu, kažkas ne taip.
In the class of Srimad Bhagavatam before, you mentioned it that one should chant Hare Krishna mantra with the feeling. And while chanting, while listening mantra, sometimes it's difficult to get that feeling. And is it possible that we can think about somebody like Lord Chaitanya or about service, like I mentioned it, about the arati that we do to get that feeling?
That's the advantage of Mangalarti. It will help you have the right feeling for chanting.
Tai yra Mangala Arati pranašumas, kad tai padės jums įgyti tą jausmą, kartuojant mano mantrą.
By meditating on the prayers of the Gurvastakam, that will help you have the right feeling.
Meditodami į Gurvastaka maldas, mes lengviau įgysime.
Plus, you can pray, my dear Krishna, I am now beginning my japa. Please bless me that I can chant with feeling.
Ir prieš pradedant kartoti mantras, galite taip melstis Krishna. Mano brangus viešpatė Krishna, prašau, padėk man kartoti šią mantrą su jausmu.
You can beg Krishna to help you.
Jūs tiesiog maldauti Krishna, kad jums padėtų.
Krishna wants you to become his pure devotee.
Nes Krishna nori, kad jūs taptumėte jo tyvo atsidavusiu.
He wants you to be able to chant with love, pure love.
Jis nori, kad jūs išmoktumėte, galėtumėte kartuoti su tyra meile.
So if you beg for that pure love, do you think he will hesitate to give it to you?
Jeigu jūs melsitės Krishnai dėl šitos tyros meilės, ar jūs galvojate, kad jis labai dels, nenorės duoti jums?
Krishna will happily bestow, according to the your prayer, he will bestow.
Krishna labai bus patenkintas ir
According to the sincerity of your prayer, he will bestow. Ye yata mang prapadyante tangs tatayo bhajamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So if you beg Krishna, my dear Lord, please bless me that I can chant your holy names with love. Krishna will be very, very, very kind upon you. Questions more?
You mentioned it about the service to Krishna, how it's simple, and in relation to it, he read a previous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam.
44.
Yeah. 44.
Okay.
And the commentary of Prabhupada is very interesting, very important. Can you comment on this?
I have to study it first. I don't have every purport memorized in the whole Bhagavatam. Well, I don't know if this is appropriate for. It's not an appropriate thing that we have to go study another purport and give another class and another purport. If you have a specific question, I'll be happy to answer that question.
Why it is not encouraged now to create Varnashrama at present?
Actually, we give full encouragement for Varnashrama.
Iš tikrųjų, tai mes pilnai skatinam Varnashrama kurti.
But you have to know what is the method for creating Varnashrama.
Bet jūs turite žinoti metodą, kaip yra kuriama Varnashrama.
If we focus on pure devotional service,
jeigu mes susitelksime į tyrą atsidavimo tarnystę,
then Varnashrama will automatically manifest.
Tai Varnashrama natūraliai apsireikš.
Varnashrama system depends on a class of Brahmins.
Varnashrama sistema priklauso nuo Brahmanų klasės.
Pure Brahman class must be there.
Ir pirmiausia turi atsirasti Brahmanų klasė.
If the pure Brahmins are there, then naturally everybody will become properly trained as Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra.
Jeigu yra tiri Brahmanos, tai natūraliai visi bus teisingai apmokyti, kaip būti Kshatriyu, Vaishya, arba Shudra.
But you must have the pure Brahmins.
Bet pirma jūs turite turėti tyrus Brahmanas.
And that's what we are creating here.
Ir mes dabar juos kūrėme.
Mm-hmm.
kas autoris Harinama Čintamani?
Bhaktivinoda Thakura in his Harinama Čintamani mentions that everybody has to advance from the level of Shudra, then gradually level Vaishya Kshatriya like this in the Varnashrama system.
Varnashram system means when you take you must become twice born.
Varnashrama sistema reiškia, kad jūs turite tapti du kart gimusiu.
You must surrender to Guru Maharaj.
Jūs turite atsiduoti Guru.
And then he will engage you according to your varna in Krishna's service.
Tada jis užims jūs atitinkamai pagal jūsų guna ir varna.
The principle is you must fully surrender to Guru.
Tai principas ir yra pilnas atsidėjimas Guru.
And then he will engage you. If you are a military man, he will engage you in military activities. If you are a businessman, he will engage you in making money. If you are a worker class, he will engage you in working very hard. And if you're intellectual class, he will engage you in the act of teaching. If you miss the point of guru and you simply want varnashram, that will become asuri varnashram, demoniac varnashram. But if you take to your varnashram by surrendering at the lotus feet of Guru, that will be Daivi Varnashram, divine varnashram system. Yeah. Questions more?
How it is possible
to do everything in time,
especially for grihastas when they have so many duties and their primary duty is to maintain their family.
Yes, by not being lazy.
Paprasčiausiai nebūti tinginiais.
Yes. Don't be lazy. Grihastha, they must rise early in the morning and chant, first of all, finish their japa very nicely.
Grihastha turi keltis anksti ryte ir visų pirma sutvarkyti savo japa.
And then work very hard. Grihastha life means you must work very hard. There are four spiritual orders in the Vedic system. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. The brahmachari, he is not in the money-making business.
Brahmachari, jisai nėra ten tokioje, kad jis ten pinigus turi.
The vanaprastha is not in the money-making business.
Vanaprastha taip pat nedaro pinigų, neuždirba.
The sannyasi is not in the money-making business.
Sannyasis taip pat nesistengia dirbti pinigų.
So who will fund the varnashram system? There's only one order that's in the money-making business. That is grihastas. So grihastas must work very hard. They are meant to maintain the brahmacharis, the sannyasis, and the vanaprasas as well as themselves.
būtent Grihastas yra skirti tam, kad išlaikytų visą Varnasramą darbą. Ir jie turi labai sunkiai dirbti, kad išlaikytų brahmačarius, vanaprastas, sanyasius ir taip pat save.
Grihastas mean they're taking the burden of maintaining the whole Varnasram.
Taigi, Grihastas yra skirta tam, kad jie prisijimtų tą naštą, kad išlaikyti visą Varnasramą.
So Prabhupada actually said they should give 50% of their income to the temple.
Srila Prabhupada jis yra davęs pamokymą, kad grihastha turėtų aukoti 50% savo pajamų.
So how are you going to afford to do that?
Kaip jūs galite aprėpti tai?
He also said that 50% 25% for personal use, 25% for savings and 50% to the temple.
Šiuo Prabhupada iškia sakydo 25% asmeniniams naudojimams, 25% taupimui, iškia sakydo įmui, ir 50% šventyklai.
So that's how hard you have to work.
Tai yra taip sunkiai jūs turite dirbti.
And at the same time have very good sadhana.
Ir tuo pačiu metu jūs turite turėti labai gerą sadhaną.
You have to make enough money that you can live on 25% of your income.
Jūs turite daryti tokį gerą, reiškia, biznį arba turėti darbą, kad galėtumėt gyventi vien tik 25% savo.
You can put the other 25% into savings.
25% jūs turite sutaupyti.
And 50% to the temple.
50% šventyklai.
What is the money here in Lithuania called?
Litas.
Huh?
Litas.
Lita.
Litas.
What is the average householder need for monthly maintenance? How many litas?
Kiek vidutiniškai litų jums reikia, kad išlaikyti namus, reiškia ūkį visą savę?
Who can say? The average householder, how much do they need litas monthly maintenance?
Per mėnesį. Kas?
Just average, yes.
Vidutiniškai.
How many liters? How many liters does the average householder need?
She told in other words, 700 liters.
Okay, 700 liters. All right. That means that every month the householder then should earn. He should earn. He should earn 2,800 liters every month.
Tada reiškia, kad šita šeiminykštės turi uždirbti 2,800 litų per mėnesį vidutiniškai.
So he can give 1,400 liters to the temple.
Tada jis galite 1,400 aukoti šventyklai.
He can live on the 700 liters.
Jis gyventi galite 700.
And then put 700 liters into savings.
Ir 700 litus dar jūs sutaupykite, padėkite.
So that by the age of 50 he can retire for full-time bhakti.
Ir kad jūs, reiškia, kai jūs sukaksim 50, jūs tada galėtumėte visiškai atsidėti tirai tarnystei.
This is the formula that Prabhupada this is the financial formula that Prabhupada gave us for ISKCON. But I don't think we've gotten it together yet to do that. We want that all of our grihasthas should become rich. So they can live on 25% of their income. The Christians have become very big and powerful movement all over the world. Because they give 10% of their income to the church.
Kadangi jie visi duoda 10% savo įplaukų bažnyčiai.
I think in this regard the Christians are defeating ISKCON.
Aš manau, kad šiuo atžvilgiu krikščionis nugali ISKCON-ą.
Because our householders are not giving 10% of their income to the temple.
Kadangi
Are we going to let these Christians continue defeating us? This is my challenge to all of you. Are we going to let the Christians continue defeating us? I hope not. But it's up to you. Next question.
What is more important, whether just to come to the temple and execute some service, or just make money and bring that part?
You must do both.
To donate.
You must do both.
Overcome the Christians.
You must do all of it. You must become a pure devotee and support the movement. You must do it all. And that's why I said the first principle is don't be lazy. Is that all right?
Then if I would go to work somewhere for money, then I would be able to do in those 24 hours a day.
No, no, you have to have your own. You can't work as an employee and make that kind of money.
Ne, jūs neturite dirbti kaip darbininkas, įsidarbinęs kažkur tai uždirbti pinigus.
You have to become lazy, intelligent.
Čia jau jūs turite panaudoti tą tingų intelektą.
If you figure out a way to do business so you can work less and make more money, then that's very good.
Tiesiog apgalvokite, kaip jūs galite dirbti galbūt kažkiek mažiau, bet uždirbti daugiau pinigų.
See, that's the way. If you can figure a way to do some business activities.
Jūs turite pagalvoti, ką jūs galite daryti, kokį verslą sugalvoti.
Just like when I was in my former days when I was a grihastha.
Mano ankstesnėse dienose, kai aš dar buvau, kai buvau reiškia grihastha.
I was doing one business.
Aš darydavau vieną tokį versliuką.
I was buying airline tickets wholesale and selling them retail.
Pirkdavau avialinijų bilietus ir jas perpardavau.
And just by one transaction I made $1,000 profit.
Ir vien tik tai su vieno, reiškia, atlikdamas vieną operaciją, aš uždirbdavau $1,000.
Simply by talking on the telephone for a few minutes,
vien tik tai kalbėdamas telefonu keletą minučių,
I earned $1,000.
Aš uždirbdavau $1,000.
This is called lazy intelligence.
Tai vadinasi tingus intelektas.
So you have to use your intelligence.
Taigi jūs turite visi panaudoti savo intelektą.
How to work less, chant more, and make more money.
Dirbti mažiau, daugiau kartuoti ir uždirbti daugiau pinigų.
You can't ever make money just being a worker.
Jūs negalite uždirbti pinigų paprasčiausiai tapdami darbuotoju kažkur įsidarbinus.
If our grihasthas can have their own businesses, that is very good.
Jeigu mūsų grihasthas turi savo kažkokius tai verslus, tai yra gerai.
Business people become rich, not worker class.
Verslininkai tampa turtingesni, o ne darbininkai.
So if you can think of some way to start business, of course, if it's not possible, then just do what you can and chant Hare Krishna.
Pabandykite kažką tai tokio pradėti, bet jeigu neišeina, tai žinoma, tiesiog darykite tai, ką sugebate ir kartokite iš savo ratus.
That's all right. The main thing is to chant Hare Krishna.
Pagrindinis dalykas tai yra kartoti Hare Krishna.
That will make you perfect.
Tai padarys jūs tobulais.
Even if you remain a poor person like Kalavecha Sridhar. Even if you remain a poor person like Kalavecha Sridhar.
Netgi jeigu jūs esate toksai vargšas žmogus kaip Kalavecha Sridhara.
He was so poor man. But he was chanting in great ecstasy of love of God. In fact, in the evening time, he would be crying in ecstasy. And his neighbors thought, oh, the poor fellow is crying because he's starving. But Lord Chaitanya gave him his personal darshan. So even if you cannot make even any money and you're living in complete poverty, you should completely take shelter of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Questions more? All right, we'll continue this evening. Another, we'll continue on at 6 o'clock tonight. And we thank you very much for coming today for Bhagavatam class. Please make your life completely perfect by total, complete surrender at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. Randarat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.